Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm a little late getting on today and didn't have any music playing, so I hope you weren't concerned about not hearing that. This is a time for you to come with your questions about calcium bentonite clay and ask us your questions, and I will do my best to answer them. I say us, me. I'm Perry A., the author of Living Clay. I've done a lot of research on calcium bentonite clay and clays. It's a fascinating study. I learn from our customers and clients and their results, and I learn from what I can dig up on research. Most of the research about clay has been done in soils and in industrial clays. So it's been a challenge over the years, but it comes together. And the one thing I know about clay is what the Indians always said, it has a wisdom of its own and it knows where to go and what to do. And the fact that it's safe and no one's ever died from taking clay and it's never destroyed a body organ is something to say for it. So we're going to go to the questions and see what we have in queue. I have Lynn in Silver Springs. She said, I just recently heard about clay in your call. Where do you recommend one begin? What to purchase for first and how much clay? Is there more than one type? I do have health issues and haven't been well for almost 3 years since exposure to toxic chemicals, solvents, and pesticides. Now I have a lot of physical pain, weight gain, fatigue, and hardly any energy and cognitive difficulties. I've enjoyed your calls the last couple of weeks. Thank you so much, Lynn in Maryland. Lynn, well, let's begin with clay. All clays are different. All clays do some good. Some do more than others. You want to find a pure clay, a clean clay, one that's laboratory tested that doesn't have contaminants in it. Volcanic ash clays are your cleaner clays rather than your sedimentary clays. I recommend the calcium bentonite. They are the most popular healing clays on the planet. And my favorite clay is the Living Clay, the Living Clay brand. This clay swells 3 times for calcium bentonite. That's unusual. And it has a very high amount of calcium and magnesium in the percentages of the minerals. Clay is volcanic ash made up of 70 to 80 minerals. The higher proportion of minerals, I believe, is what gives clay its uniqueness as a calcium bentonite and giving it the triple swelling properties. Now, that being said, you don't take clays for a mineral supplement. You will get a small amount of calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium in the adsorption layer in the cation exchange, but it's not enough to make up your daily recommended requirements. So, you don't really, even though clay is minerals, you don't take it as a mineral. The minerals are fused together. They make up this energetic clay with a negative charge in the middle. It's just like a vacuum pulling the positive, and your baddies are your positive, your herbicides, your chemicals, your radiation, your viruses, your funguses, your bad bacteria. Clay doesn't pull everything out. It's selective. Again, it has a wisdom of its own. It knows where to go and what to do. That's the kind of clay I recommend, but there are a lot of other good clays out there. Just make sure you have one that's tested for purity and it doesn't have contamination, fecal matter, E. coli, and things like that in it. I think for your condition, you need to detox. And when you detox with clay, it works 2 ways. When you take it internally, you're cleansing from your mouth south. The clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall, so it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. It will detox any freshly ingested toxins. If you have amalgams that are leaking mercury, if you eat fish with mercury in it or radiation, it's going to grab all this before it goes into the body. Now you've taken the workload off the kidney and liver, and they can do a better job. But if you've already been exposed to these chemicals, they're stored in the soft tissues and joints of your body. And over the years, you start having the aches, the pain, the fatigue, and all the symptoms you're experiencing. How do you get rid of that? Clay baths. You want to take a clay bath using, and in your case, you may want to start with 1 cup clay bath and then try a 2 cup clay bath. It sounds like you have a lot of chemicals in there, and maybe more will be better. If you order from the Living Clay Company, they send you an instructional manual. They have videos to show you how to mix the clay. It's very easy. And they also provide you with a CD of information the first time you order and some samples of other products. If it were me, I would start taking 2 clay baths a week, and I'm inclined to think 2 cups of clay to get these toxins out. I'm going to suggest you have a hair analysis or a blood test before you begin so you know what you're fighting and how much you have in you. Then in 3 months, have another test so you can see how far you've come. You know, we have the story of the 3-year-old little boy that had 7.3 levels of lead in his bloodstream. He took 2 clay baths a week using 1 cup of clay. Since he was a small boy, he didn't have to fill the tub all the way up, so that was probably like a 2-cup bath for him. And he drank a tablespoon of the liquid clay twice a day. In 3 months, they retested him, and his level had gone to 0. So that's what I'm going to recommend. I would get the liquid clay or make the liquid clay. It'll keep on your kitchen cabinet. Like I say, it's inert. It's not going to spoil. And I would drink from your liquid. I would drink 2 to 3 ounces 3 times a day in your case. After 14 days, you can back off and probably get by on a smaller amount. That's going to cleanse your lower colon. It's going to get rid of parasites, and it's going to start balancing your pH. So start off with 2 to 3 ounces 3 times a day, and then back down, and you might find your maintenance level. Mine is about 2 ounces 3 times a day, but I'm older, and I tend to get acidic if I don't drink clay. So yours may be 1 ounce 3 times a day or 1 ounce 2 times a day. Everybody has their happy place with clay. But definitely keep up the clay baths. When you drink the clay, 90% of the people say they have 3 good bowel movements a day. 10% get constipated. Don't ask me why. It's not the clay building little brick walls. When you drink the clay, it's wet and it's slippery and it's already hydrated. So there's something in your digestive system that's out of balance. And I recommend you just get over-the-counter magnesium tablets. You can get it at the grocery store or the drugstore, a 250 milligram. I take one morning and night, or you can cut them in half if that's too much or not enough. You can adjust your level. But contact me and let me know how you do after, if you decide to take the clay baths after 3 months, and let us know what's happening. That was a really good question. Let's go on down to Nidra in Los Angeles. I was told when you take clay, it pulls a lot from your body. How do you replace the minerals after or while using clay? I've taken bentonite to cleanse before. Also, does this help with asthma from breathing in toxins? Let's start with it pulling minerals. A clay is a mineral. It doesn't pull your minerals. It doesn't bother your supplements. It doesn't bother your nutrition from your foods. It's only looking for the positive charge baddies, the viruses, the fungus, the molds, the yeast, the radiation, the pesticides, the chemicals, things of that nature. Let's see. Does it help with asthma from breathing too many toxins? I've never tried it for that. What I would do, I have read that in France, when tuberculosis was pretty rampant, they had some of their treatment centers, and they would put hot clay poultices on the people's chest, and it helped cure them of tuberculosis. My thought is, with the clay on your chest, what it does is draw blood flow and oxygen, and it kind of relaxes. So it very well could relax your bronchial tubes and bring more oxygen and blood flow to the area. It's worth a try. I try to do it before you got into a bed. Just as soon as you feel it coming on, go get some clay and rub on your chest and just open your blouse and let it dry and see if you start feeling relief from that. You may put a hot wash rag over the clay. And I'd put it on kind of thick and just try it. And please let me know if that works for you. I don't have asthma. I've never tried it for that and would like to see if it does work for that. Good questions. Thank you. Neither also has another question. Coincidentally, I've searched for detoxing because I bought some eco-friendly air cleansers from this company a week ago and put them throughout my house because the air was really bad and dirty and because I'm remodeling. I also bought these pouches, which I was told is a rock of sorts. He wouldn't disclose what it was. I'm pretty sure it's clay. Also, it smells like it. I got really sick having chemical reactions from it, but the company said it was impossible for me to affect me like that because he said it absorbs 100%. It's 100% natural, and it absorbs. Could it possibly be killing clay, pulling stuff from my body, making me sick? I have an odor coming from my body, tingling metal taste in my mouth, and he says, in all of 20 years, no one has had a complaint about this. Even animals eat it. So would an absorbent clay product like clay make me sicker? What do you think? The guy spent lots of time trying to figure out what was going on with me and insisted it couldn't possibly be the pouches. Now, after reading about your product, I feel there's a similarity. Not that bentonite will make me sick. I know it's going to help me a lot. Is it a coincidence? Okay, I don't know why you all didn't see this in the first sentence, but you said, I put them in my house because the air in my house is really dirty and bad. I'm remodeling. Do you know what you're putting in the air when you're remodeling and you're breathing that? I imagine that's what's causing your reaction right there. You're getting some chemicals, some fumes, must, dust, mold, a lot of stuff in the air when they're remodeling. Get you a little mask to wear around. I suspect that's what's causing the reaction. Now, anyone that sells a product by law is supposed to have the ingredients listed on the back. Sometimes they don't have to tell you the amounts, their secret formula, but it should list the ingredients. It could be that you have a zeolite. Zeolite is a crystalline filter, and it they use it in hospitals to clean the air, and they put it in the air vents, a little screen of it. The zeolite crystal, it's a filter that the air goes through it and it cleans out the air. So it may be that you have a type of zeolite there, or maybe a zeolite clay. I'm not sure. Not knowing what it is, I can't speak to it completely. If you want to contact me personally and give me the name of the company where I can see if I can find a label, they should have a label on there of the ingredients by law. So my phone number is 512-262-7187. And if they're on the internet, I'll be glad to see if I can figure out what's going on there. But I believe your pollution's coming from remodeling the house, and that's what's causing the toxins. So wear a dust mask when you're in your house. I lived in a house when we were remodeling it, and it is a horrific mess. Every day there's dust and dirt everywhere. So let's see if that's not what's causing your problem. Linda from Quero. I have arthritis in my hands causing pain and loss of strength, especially in the thumb joints. How can clay help? Linda, Clay helps, first of all, drinking it sometime. Clay is a natural analgesic, and sometimes just drinking it takes the pain away. And over time, you'll notice that the deposits in your finger that are causing the knots and all of this, the calcification starts to disintegrate, and you get your movement back, and their joints are more flexible and much less painful. Now, there are two ways to use it. You drink it, and also put it topically on your hands. When they start aching, when the weather's changing, take some clay and use it like a thick hand lotion. Put it all over that hand and leave it there and let it dry. And generally, in just a little bit, it reduces the pain. I had arthritis in my thumb like you and got to where I couldn't open jars. And after I'd been on clay a while, it was gone. And I'm 74 years young. My hands don't look knotty at all. And I can open jar lids. There are some I need a little bit more strength. I get some that are challenging, but don't we all? But I don't have that achy thumb joint. My mother had it. I remember her thumb starting to look deformed well before she was my age, and mine went away. So start drinking the clay. I would drink 2 ounces three times a day for 14 days. Then back down and find your happy place with clay. It could be 1 ounce twice a day, 1 ounce three times a day. Personally, I like to drink a little bit before all my meals, and that's going to ensure that I'm eating organic, because if there's toxins and if there's radiation and pesticides in my food, it's going to grab it. Particularly when you're chewing on your food, it breaks it open and it can grab the toxins out. So try that and let us know how you do. I think you're going to be amazed and have some really good results there. Okay, let's see. I think I've answered all of those. Let's see if we have anything else coming in. Ah, here we go. Pamela in Lancaster. Would clay help reduce glyphosate Roundup absorbed by the body that is now being identified as an unhappy amounts in GMO, genetically modified foods? You bet your bottom dollar it would. Any kind of pesticide, herbicide, those chemicals. But you're going to need to take the clay baths. You're going to need to drink the clay. If you're outside and you're around any sprays, or if you spray something in your garden, when you come in, you wash that area. You either take a clay bath or you wash that area with clay. It's like when I go to the dentist and I get an x-ray, I keep clay with me. I go in the bathroom, and I don't care what I look like. I smear it on my face, the area where the radiation was, get my car and I drive home. Nobody's going to see me anyway, and I've already started pulling the radiation out. So, yes, the sooner you get it on there, the better. And I would start taking clay baths if you've already been exposed to it, and if you're absorbing it in the foods, you know, start taking 1 or 2 clay baths a week to pull those toxins out of the body. Pamela had another question. Do you have a reputable source for a hair analysis test? You know, I haven't thought about that. I don't. There is a blood test online called the Melissa test. I think it's M-E-L-I-S-S-A or 1S. And you have to get a prescription from your doctor to order it and do it through your doctor, but it's a blood test. I'll look around and see what I can find, and if you want to call me, look online and then call the company and say, what's your success rate? And, I don't guess that would work. They wouldn't know the success rate till afterwards, but see in their reviews if they have, how many people have used their hair analysis test and been pleased with the results. Might be better just to go to the doctor and get a blood test. All right? Thank you. Stephen Smith in Oklahoma. I've been taking Prilosec for acid reflux for several months, and I want to stop taking it, but I'm concerned that my acid reflux will flare up if I stop. How can I use this clay to get off this medicine? Stephen, we can get you off that medicine in about 3 days, if not before. In fact, you get the Living Clay brand of clay, get the liquid clay, go ahead and order it, and then order a bottle of the dry powder clay to mix up subsequent batches. I had acid reflux so bad I was propped up on two pillows, and I didn't want to go to the doctor. I don't want to take the pill, but I was getting concerned that I was going to damage my esophagus because the burn coming back up was so bad. I started taking the clay. This was my aha moment with clay. In 3 days' time, I was off propped up pillows, laying down flat. And, you know, if I just drank a little clay along, of course, I drank it every day, so I don't have it anymore. It just goes away. Now, I had one gentleman who said he had horrible heartburn and acid reflux. He started drinking the clay, and he drank it the first time, and 30 minutes later, he belched real big, and he said, I haven't had acid reflux since then. He said, if I know I'm going to eat something and get heartburn that bothers me, I just drank a little clay and then go on. So definitely get you off that Prilosec. There are no damaging side effects for clay. And it's going to help you in a whole lot of other ways. It's going to balance your pH, your acidity. I suspect if you have that much acidity, you've got other things going on in your body. And you're going to have energy and you're just going to feel better. So get you some clay and start taking 2 ounces. 3 times a day, and I promise you, you're going to see good results and just be amazed at how easy it is. All right, excellent questions here. Fred, New Orleans, can clay be added to food? Does it make it less effective if baked or cooked? I'd like to do some my kids will actually eat. Yes, it can be added to foods. There are lots of recipes on aboutclay.com. We had a mother with twin boys. She had 4 children and twin boys, and she couldn't get them to drink the clay. But she made it. There's a pizza dough recipe. She made cookies. She made muffins. She made brownies. We have a recipe for pot roast. We have one. There's just lots of recipes there. You can put it in smoothies. You can stir it in their oatmeal. If you just take, instead of 1 ounce of liquid clay, take a scant teaspoon of the hydrated clay and stir it into oatmeal or a hot cereal, and they never know they're eating it. The baking, you would have to get to like 900 degrees centigrade to damage the clay. So 350 degrees in the oven is not going to hurt it. And yes, it will definitely help, and get those kids on it. Now, I give my grandson his mixed with apple juice. You put it in a smoothie, and they don't even notice. He likes strawberry banana smoothies, and I mix those, and I put some in there. He never knows he's getting his clay. So be creative and have fun with it, and you'll have healthier, happier children. Thank you. Good question there. Marissa Weeks in Hanover, Michigan. I don't have a bathtub in my little apartment, but I do want to get the benefits of clay baths. Is there an alternative that will work with the shower? Yes, and Melissa, summertime is coming up. If you're in an area you can put on a bathing suit, maybe you have a balcony that you could sit out in the sun with a clay mask rubbed all over your body, sit there and let it dry, and then go in and shower off. Also, if you have access to a sauna is much like a bath in that the dry heat opens the pores of your skin. You begin to sweat. Rub down in clay. Sit on a towel. Sit there. Now, the only thing is the clay is going to start sliding off, so you kind of have to rub it around when it starts slipping down and get it back on your body. Now, the first time I did a clay sauna when I got out, the tender areas of my body, like on my chest and inside of my arms got red and felt real warm. It's nothing to be concerned about. It's pulling blood flow and oxygen to the surface, and that tender skin shows it more. It'll go away in about 10 or 15 minutes. It's just a sign the clay is working. So if you have some red patches in the tender areas, don't be alarmed. There's just lots of ways to use clay. Some people do foot soaks. I like it all over. I'd rather do rub the clay all over me. You can stand in your bathroom and listen to music or read a book or something. You're going to have it all over you, so you can't move around the house without getting clay on everything. The good thing about clay is it does wash out, however, or living clay does. Some clay stains. So check your clay and see, and that should work for you. All right. Well, looks like we are out of questions at the moment here. I'm going to go over and see who's on the phone line. Do we have anybody on the phone line who would like to ask a question? If you will punch *2 on your phone, it will signal me and I can open your line and you can ask a question if you like. I had some amazing testimonials last week, and I'm going to have to go over and pull them up. One of them said, "You ought to see my roses. I've been sharing my clay water. I poured my clay water on my roses, and they are just blooming." Said everybody in the neighborhood has noticed how vividly they are blooming. She said, "I put some in a sprayer and sprayed it on my lawn, and my lawn is very healthy and green." So we get all sorts of testimonials like that. And I'm trying to move around and go back and see if we have anything on our Q&A. I don't see anybody with their hand raised. So we're almost out of town, but let me go and see if I can find the testimonials here and read you some of them. I'm always excited about our testimonials. I'm going to have to look them up, so you give me a little bit of time. Okay. Whoops. I'm in the wrong place. Well, I know this is fun for you all. Let me just talk a little bit about clay. Clay is probably one of the safest things you can take on the planet. It's not going to harm any body organs. When you take the clay, it resonates with the whole body. The energy in the clay invigorates the whole body. Clay is a catalyst, and actually it works with the body, and the body has enzymes that can attach to the clay and make amino acid and peptide chains and protein. And it can also make some things the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. So it's really a partner with the body, and because it's capable of these changes, it can do so much more. I describe clay as being like a Swiss Army knife. It can do so many things from different positions. It works internally, and then again it works externally through the clay baths. We have lots of success with people who have wounds that won't heal. They've been on tremendous amounts of high-grade, very strong antibiotics. They're still not healing. And they'll put a clay poultice over the wound, cover it with something so it doesn't dry and pull and break and bleed. And within 3 to 4 days, they can see an improvement. And it's clearing out the infection, and then it starts the healing process. Clay heals from the inside out when it heals, and I've actually seen it pull an open wound together and close it as if it had been stitched up. It's amazing how it works that way. It's said used on the spine, it will realign the spine, it will help if you have a slip disc that's inflamed, it takes the inflammation out and helps that disc get back in where it's supposed to be. So it's good for you, and it's good for your environment. Use it with your pets. Use it with your yard, your garden. Planting it, take a handful of clay and mix with your potting soil. I put out some fresh mint the other day, and I added clay to it, and I'm already seeing a difference. It's really kicking in and coming on. Like the lady said, take your clay water from your bathtub and go water your plants and just watch what happens. If you have blooming plants, they're going to bloom more profusely and more multiple blooms. If you have tomato plants, you know it's important to have those blossoms on there. So water your tomato plants with the clay water. Vegetable gardens, it's great to use. And if you've already put your garden in, take some clay, take about a cup of clay, a half a cup of clay, and spread it around the plant, the base of the plant in the soil, and then take a little fork and kind of turn it in the soil and then wet it in. And you'll see amazing results with that. Well, I'm not seeing any more questions, and I didn't have any hand raises. I'm going to ask again, does anybody have a question online? I see some of my loyal followers online today, and it always makes me smile. Thank you all for tuning in and for sharing. And our time is up, so have a wonderful week, and go get clayed. You know, get clayed this weekend. Do something fun with clay. Wake up Saturday morning and give yourself a clay facial. Put it on your arms and leg, and just notice how your skin feels when you wash it off. So I'm going to take my own advice and go fix some lunch and take some clay before my lunch. And I hope you all have a healthy, happy week. Thank you for tuning in. This is Perrier signing out.